This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I don't know why, Dan. Why do I do this? Why do I continuously look at Twitter to see what people's opinions are? Because I there are times I like sharing them on the air with us, and I continually do this. And it's just like, you know, and I've said this before, Jeff only really, really gets mad when someone says to him, Jeff, you said last hour that Dan Menigan is the smartest man that's ever walked the face of the earth. And if he didn't say that, or he said Dan was the dumbest man that
ever
walked.
You got to be more realistic.
But I'm saying, like, that's the thing. Like, he gets so mad when someone says something to him that he didn't actually say. And I respect that. And I'm like, I'm just kind of looking through some of these. I'm looking through some of these tweets. And one's just ripping Jeff. And I'm like, Jeff's not here. How can you?
Well, because especially now we're doing a whole bunch of stuff social media wise. So I think people are catching it on different days and you're running into it. I'm Dan. Please rip me accordingly. Don't rip Jeff. Jeff did not say anything that ridiculous. If it sounds too ridiculous to be true, it's probably me. Rip me accordingly because I don't care.
I think that's the beauty of Jeff. Jeff really, like, I'm telling you, if you're absolutely positively wasting your time ripping Jeff on social media. Just, you are wasting your time because he really, and I'll be say this with all of my heart, he really does not care at all. Zero. My problem is I get too emotional. Like, I'll start getting mad. I'll be like, what is this guy talking? Like, I get mad when people are just 1,000% wrong. And I think mute is the greatest button in social media history. So I'm good with that too.
To quote the great wrestler CM Punk, Twitter is the window in my kitchen. I like having it open to hear the outside world, and when I've had enough of it, I shut the window.
Well said. You're so philosophical. It's amazing.
I'm just quoting professional wrestlers, man. It's the smartest thing that I've heard. I was like, he said that, I forget what interview it was he said it in, and I was like, wow, that's really good. That's a great way to put it. Good on you. Like, it was like one of those moments of like clarity where it's like, you're right. You're smart.
You keep reading books like LeBron right there. By the way, I got to tell you, that LeBron commercial, have you seen the LeBron commercial where he has all these books? It's for a game. You know, there's like all these cheesy commercials out there about how you can make money playing these games online. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And you swipe one way or another. It's like Tetris is what it looks like to me.
Right.
That's my old school reference of the day for you. LeBron totally bought into it. I give him credit. It's a really good spot. Okay. Back to the subject at hand, my friend. Back to the subject at hand. What are they going to do?
Sonny Weaver, who you got? I mean, what am I doing? I'm taking Travis Hunter at 2, and then I am going to let the rest of the chips fall where they may. I am not trading back up. I am not giving up any assets into the future to get back into this draft because I think the meat and potatoes part of this draft outside of like 6 guys is all relatively similar. I'll sit there and hold the cards at 33, knowing that there will be a quarterback in a bucket that I am okay with and I'm okay with rolling with that I can possibly develop along the way. Or, you know, we're just going to keep an eye out and maybe that turns into a running back. Maybe that turns into something else at 33. I'm following my board. I'm not trading back up. But I'll go Travis Hunter. I will say this too. If they go Abdul Carter, I'm fine with it. Cool. Sounds great. Let's book in the defense and let's get rolling.
All right. I'm going to come back here in a second because I want to ask you this major question. How much do you trust Andrew Berry on draft night? We'll get to that in a second. I'm going to take some phone calls because we got a ton of them. David is on the line. Hi, David. How are you? Tell your friends in 1 second. That's the way to go. How are you, my friend? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. What's a good word?
All right. So just thinking about this and looking at the Giants, like I find it hard to believe that of all of our positions on the Browns, one of our areas of strength is cornerback. Obviously, we need a wide receiver, and I'd love to have Hunter. It's crazy to think that we would pass on a guy like that, but I feel like the Giants are playing coy. Do they really need a third defensive back? They're in a very similar situation with us with the quarterback issues and having some really good talent on defense at a certain position. So I think the ideal move is to for a trade. Go to three.
Wait, let me ask you, what makes you think the Giants need a DB? Everywhere I've looked, it's Abdul Carter.
Because who do they have two of the best defensive ends on the team right now?
Yeah, I think.
Why would they need a third?
I think he said DB and D end.
You said
put words in your mouth there.
I thought you said defensive back.
No,
you say defensive end. Okay, now this makes sense. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
They are suited to take a guy like Hunter for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we get something very, very good for moving down one spot. We take Abdul Carter, who is probably the guy that I would want, given you just made a big investment to Miles.
Mm-hmm.
So why not give him a little bit of insurance? We're going to prolong his shelf life by having some more attention on the other side with a legit guy that's not going to cost us a lot. And you have another ammunition for the quarterback, who, in my opinion, I don't want to have a quarterback that we're going to be able to just live with. Sorry. We've been grasping at straws for a long time. Like next year, I'm okay with going after quarterback next year because there's just too many question marks with these guys this year. I don't know who's coming out next year, but I know that three of the top four are 6'4" taller. I love that. That's just one stat that makes me feel a bit better than these 6'1", 6'2" quarterbacks with deficits that keep, landing, on teams and they need a lot of development. So I feel like postpone that. If we trade back, maybe we trade back from 3 to 5 or somebody wants to come up for the running back. Now we're looking very good. We can probably come back into the second round much easier and get either, playing the AFC.
David, let me just get this straight. How far back are you willing to move in the first round? Are you willing to move out of the first round? That's not going to fly real well around.
No. Okay. I want to go from pick number two to maybe pick number three, and then from pick number three to either 5 or 6. And I don't want to go any further down than that.
Okay. David, I don't have a problem with that. I agree with that. Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Can I play a little devil's advocate?
Yeah. Stay in the top 6, 7. You're good. I think they can get a quality guy that's going to be here for a long time. 6, 7. That's it.
I'll play a little devil's advocate. I'm about to say a whole bunch of words, and I don't totally know if I believe them, so please don't yell at me. If they trade out of the first round, okay,
and let's say I don't even want to hear the rest of the conversation. Okay. There's no reason for them to trade out of the first round.
All right.
None.
If they do that, and if Andrew Berry walks up to the podium afterwards and goes, we couldn't turn down the haul that we got. This is going to help us to rebuild our team. This team, we are going to do everything we can to win. We want to win, but we understand that this roster needs to be in better shape if we truly need to get to the goal that we need to get to. If there's a moment of clarity and a moment of honesty, I don't know how angry everyone is going to be.
There is no moment or none, zero.
Again,
zilch.
I don't believe
if they
all
move
of the
out
words
of the first round, they would have to get a team that is mediocre or bad to trade them at least 3 first round picks to move out of that number 2 spot.
Or desperate. Don't forget desperate. Desperate makes you do dumb things. Desperation is the thing you're looking for. Desperation is the reason why you can talk some of these teams into doing some things that they do. Again, I don't agree with this. I want one of the blue chippers. I want this. I'm playing devil's advocate right now, okay?
It does feel like this could be a year where somebody could make a major mistake, though. I just don't feel like this draft is like not
like the
shot.
Giants seem primed to do it.
All right, Gary is in Strongsville. Hey, Gary, how are you?
All right, Gary.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, good. We're excited for the draft.
Oh, man, I'm a nervous freaking wreck.
There you go. Did I not tell you this on the way in? Like, that's how I felt when I started today's show.
Go on a walk. Get some sunshine.
No,
in you.
Get it
fine.
Off your chest. Talk now. You'll feel better.
Oh, my God. I love the Browns. Grew up here. God, my best memories are my dad, God rest his soul, dragging us down there to Steelers games and slapping screw the Steelers bumper stickers on our snowsuits because they looked black and they didn't want us to get beat up in the parking lot.
That's smart. Gets him out of fights, too.
Yeah, well, he was a smart guy, I'll tell you that. I think, you know, everybody's saying so much stuff. It is, we need offense. We need, I'd be fine with Travis Hunter, but then there's the worry about, oh my God, is he really going to be too small? And if he tries to play all these downs and if he gets hurt. And then there's Abdul. That's great. We got another defensive end, but we still can't score more than, what was it, 7 points a game over the last three games?
Six. Less than we averaged 6.3, I think.
Yeah, but look at the guys you threw out there.
And you were also praying to have the number two pick by the end of the season. So that's the only caveat I'll give you on that.
I mean, come on. You watched Bailey Zappi attempt to throw a ball for a little bit, for crying out loud. A gentleman with the name of Bailey Zappi played quarterback.
I've seen how many, like 42 people play quarterback.
Yep. And that one would be toward the bottom if we were going to rank him. He's down there with like Kevin Hogan and that whole group.
Oh, yeah. I think we definitely need some guy who's, even if it's Mason Graham, I'll take Mason Graham and stuff the middle of that line. We haven't been able to do that for a while, you know. But we got to get one or two guys. For sure, one dude who's out there day one and making this team better.
There you go.
And like you were saying, Dan, I mean, two or three other guys who are out there and they're absolutely contributing. And I just want to see them nail this. We haven't had this many picks. I'm going to be up all night watching everything. Up here tomorrow watching everything. And I just got my fingers crossed. We get some guys who can get on the field. And, we get out there and win a few more games next year. Move in the right direction, you know?
All right, Gary. Thank you. Gary and Strugs, I want to sneak one more in here before we have to
go. Blue chipper, 2 to 3 starters.
It's a great question coming up here. Jeff is in Cleveland. Hi, Jeff.
What's happening, Jeff?
Yeah, you know, this is what's bothering me. It's the day of the draft, okay? Nobody has. You guys, usually I depend on you guys to give me this information, but seems like everybody's on the witch hunt of the day of the draft. No one has any degree of certainty who the Browns is going to take.
So what does that mean, Jeff? That means Andrew Berry did his job.
They know who's going to take number one. They know who's going to where Cam's going, but no one knows anything about who the Browns is going to pick.
So Jeff, let me talk you off the ledge a little bit on that one. Andy put it really well while you were talking. The reason you don't know is because everybody in that building has kept their mouth shut. And that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to keep their mouth shut. They're not supposed to call up the insiders. They're not supposed to call us. They're not supposed to text people. They're supposed to keep their mouth shut.
And I'm going to give you another reason, Jeff. Let's be super honest. Does anyone really trust the Browns with the draft?
And
so everyone's sitting here going, I think I know what they're going to do. But I'm not quite sure because of the history. Will they follow suit and end up bringing in guys that have zero impact on this organization or very little impact at all? There's a great story today.
Every day they add another college player to the list. Now he got Ginty in there. Now he might pick Ginty. You know, this is starting to be a witch hunt.
It's not a witch hunt. Look, if you think it's a witch hunt, we have bigger problems. It's kind of fun if you think about it. Come on, Jeff. You're a regular caller. We like you, Jeff. Well, so let me go back into this trust thing.
Well, before you get there, can I just chime in with a real one quick thing?
Yeah.
When you hear leaks out of a building of who they're going to take, it's usually because somebody disagrees with that idea that's taking place in the building and they need to complain to someone about it. That's typically how it ends up
and
going.
And then you're trying to create media heat on the outside that make you go, why aren't you guys going to do that? Exactly. That's silly. That's stupid.
People who are all agreeing on something usually don't talk.
All right, let me go back to the question and I'm going to answer this when we come back. Do you trust the front office to do the right thing? And I think that causes the uncertainty because, let's face it, most people have settled into the fact that they're going to take Travis Hunter at 2. But do you believe it until you actually hear it tonight when the commissioner says his name? All this time coming up until 8 o'clock, all the time we've spent, excuse me, over the last couple months trying to figure this thing out. But do you trust the front office? 3 wins doesn't make you trust the front office. I can tell you that right now. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.